Chapter 69. Dmitri squatted on his haunches above the shaft at 65 level. He was smoking his 10th cigarette. The rest of his men waited as impatiently as he did. Every few minutes, Dmitri would cross to the shaft and flash his lamp down the 100-foot hole to 66 level. "How long have they been gone?" he asked, and they all glanced at their watches. "An hour and 10 minutes." "No, an hour and 14 minutes. Christ, call me a liar for 4 minutes." And they lapsed into silence once more. Suddenly the station telephone shrilled, and Dmitri jumped up and ran to it. "No, Mr. Hirschfeld, nothing yet." He listened a moment. "All right, send him down then." He hung up the telephone, and his men looked at him inquiringly. "They are sending down a policeman," he explained. "What the hell for?" "They want Big King." "Why?" "Warrant of arrest for murder."
"Murder?"
"Yeah, they reckon he murdered that Portuguese storekeeper."
"Jeez! Big King, is that so?"
Delighted to have found something to pass the time, they fell into an animated debate. The police inspector arrived in the cage at 65 level, but he was disappointing. He looked like a down-at-heel undertaker, and he replied to their eager questions with a sorrowful stare that left them stuttering. For the 15th time, Dmitri went to the shaft and peered down into it. The blast shook the earth around them, a long rumbling that persisted for many seconds. "They've done it!" yelled Dmitri, and began to caper wildly. His men leapt to their feet and began beating each other on the back, shouting and laughing. The police inspector alone took no part in the celebrations. "Wait!" yelled Dmitri at last. "Shut up, all of you! Shut up, damn it! Listen!" They fell silent.
"What is it?"
someone asked.
"I can't hear anything."
"That's just it," exulted Dmitri. "The water! It has stopped!"
Only then did they become aware that the dull roar of water, to which their ears had become resigned, was now ended. It was quiet. A cathedral hush lay upon the workings. They began to cheer, their voices thin in the silence, and Dmitri ran to the steel ladder and swarmed down it like a monkey. From 30 feet up, Dmitri saw the dinghy marooned amongst the filth and debris around the shaft. He recognized the crumpled figure lying in the bottom of it.
"Rod!"
he was shouting before he reached the station at 66 level. "Rod, are you all right?" The floor of the haulage was wet, and here and there a trickle of water still snaked towards the shaft. Dmitri ran to the stranded dinghy and started to turn Rod under his back. Then he saw his arms.
"Oh, Christ!"
he gasped in horror. Then he was yelling up the ladder, "Get a stretcher down here!" Rod regained consciousness to find himself covered with blankets and strapped securely into a mine stretcher. His arms were splinted and bandaged, and from the familiar rattle and rush of air, he knew he was in the cage on the way to the surface. He recognized Dmitri's voice, raised argumentatively.
"Damn it, the man is unconscious and badly injured. Can't you leave him alone?"
"I have my duty to perform," a strange voice answered.
"What does he want, Dmitri?" Rod croaked.
"Rod, how are you?"
At the sound of his voice, Dmitri was kneeling beside the stretcher anxiously.
"Bloody awful," Rod whispered. "What does this joker want?"
"He's a police officer. He wants to arrest Big King for murder," Dmitri explained.
Well, he's a bit bloody late, whispered Rod. And even through his pain, this seemed to Rod to be terribly funny. He began to laugh. He sobbed with laughter, each convulsion sending bright bursts of pain along his arms. He was shaking uncontrollably with shock, sweat pouring from his face, and he was laughing wildly.
"He's a bit bloody late,"
he repeated through his hysterical laughter, as Dr. Dan Stander pushed the hypodermic needle into his arm and shot him full of morphine.